Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "Blessing is not granted in the action before which Allah Almighty is not praised and salat is not recited upon me." Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. My dear viewers of Madani channel, since we were hearing about the family of Ahlul Bayt who presented sacrifices in Karbala, today we will have the honor of hearing about the introduction and the blessed accounts regarding the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhuma. Sayyidina Zainul Abideen Ali ibn Hussein radiyallahu anhu is the son of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu and the grandson of Sayyidina Ali and Sayyida Fatima radiyallahu anhuma. In addition to the family honor, he possesses a distinct status in personal attributes and brilliances as well. His abstinence and piety, generosity and humility were unprecedented. He would perform worship in abundance. Therefore, he became famous with the titles of Zainul Abideen and Zainus Sajjad. His name is Ali. His father's name is Imam Hussein ibn Ali radiyallahu anhu. He radiyallahu anhu was born in 33 AH. The reason behind him being more renowned with his title instead of his name is that Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu was abstinent and a great worshipper. Imam Ibn Kathir states he used to offer 1,000 rak'at of nafal salah during a day and a night. This routine of his lasted till his final moment. It is mentioned in Shawahidun Nubuwa that he became famous with the title of Zainul Abideen because one night he was engaged in tahajjud salah when Satan appeared in the form of a snake, so that through that horrific form, he would prevent him from performing worship and would engage him in luxuries and merriment. He did not pay attention to it until the snake took his toe in its mouth. Even then, he did not pay attention to it. The snake bit his toe so hard that it hurt. Even then, he did not pay attention to the snake. Allah Almighty revealed to him that it was Satan. He bashed and thrashed him badly and said, "Oh, humiliated, disgraced, and wicked being, get lost." When the snake left, he stood up so that the pain would be relieved. Then he heard a voice but did not see the speaker. The speaker said, "You are Zainul Abideen. You are Zainul Abideen. You are Zainul Abideen." The beautiful manners of Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu had the shine and sparkle of the great manners of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. That is why even the enemy has acknowledged the great manners of Imam Zainul Abideen. And Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu had encompassed all the aspects and angles of virtuous manners. I.e. Imam Zainul Abideen radiyallahu anhu had reached all the levels of knowledge, forgiveness, mercy, generosity, hospitality, non-violence, patience, contentment, gentle speaking, sympathy, humility, and humbleness. Hence, Sufyan ibn Uyayna states, a person arrived in the court of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu and said, so and so is backbiting you. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu heard this and said, come with me to that person. That person went with Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu because he thought Imam Zainul Abidin will become angry at the backbiting person. But when Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu got to him, he said, oh man, if whatever you said about me is true, may the Lord Almighty forgive me. And if you have said wrong, then may the Lord Almighty forgive you. And then he came back. Imam Zainul Abidin was quite beneficent and generous, since he is from amongst the descendants of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Therefore, he was the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in generosity. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the most generous in all the creation. He was generous to a friend as well as to an enemy. Hence, when Safwan ibn Umayyah arrived in the blessed court in Jairana, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him such a large number of camels and goats that the plain between two hills became full. Safwan reached Mecca and said to his nation Quraysh aloud, O people, enter the fold of Islam. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam grants so much wealth that no apprehension of poverty remains. Sayyidina Jabir radiallahu anhu states, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam never said la, no, in reply to any person who asked him for anything, no matter how big a thing he asked for. He said, just like the generosity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was for a friend and an enemy both, the generosity of his son Imam Zainul Abidin was also for a friend and an enemy both. Just like the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not say la, no, to anyone asking for anything, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu did not use the word la, no, throughout his life in reply to anyone asking for anything either. Generally, there are many sayings of Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu, some of which are as follows. He radiallahu anhu used to say, O Lord Almighty, I seek refuge with you from the thing that in the eyes of people, my outer self would be good and inner self would be spoiled. Some people perform worship out of fear. It is as if this is the worship of slaves. Some people perform worship out of the greed for paradise. It is as if this is the worship of traitors. Some are also those who perform worship only for the Lord Almighty. This is the worship of the free ones. A Muslim is the one who has ingrained his knowledge in his intellect. He asks a question to learn and remain silent to think, understand, and perform actions. How can that person be your friend that when you use any of his things, he does not feel happy? At the time of the Battle of Karbala, Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was young. He was nearly 22 years old. He was also headed towards Karbala from Makkatul Mukarramah with the group of Ahlul Bayt. In the meantime, he fell ill, and after reaching Karbala, he became more ill, because of which he could not participate in that battle. He saw his father and his brothers being martyred before his eyes, and after the incident of Karbala, when Ahlul Bayt were sent back to Madinatul Munawwara, so along with them, he also went back to Madinatul Munawwara. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu has narrated a hadith from his father Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu. Similarly, he heard a hadith from Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha as well. In addition to this, he heard a hadith from Sayyidatuna Safiya radiallahu anha. Sayyidina Abu Huraira, Sayyidina Ibn Musayyib, and Sayyidina Ibn Abbas, etc. radiallahu anhum. All of them are from amongst his teachers. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu was the grandson of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, who was called the door of knowledge, and he himself was the heir of the knowledge of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Despite this, he would remain eager to attain knowledge. Wherever he would see a gathering of knowledge, he would attain knowledge from it without hesitation. He would often attend the learning session of Sayyidina Zayd ibn Aslam. Once, someone said, "You are the chief of people and the best amongst people. Even then, you are sitting in the gathering of this slave." Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu replied, "A person should attain knowledge from wherever he gets it." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we heard about Sayyidina Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu as to how fond he was of attaining knowledge. We should also attain Islamic knowledge, and the best source of attaining Islamic knowledge is to travel in Madani Qafilas with the Islamic Brothers of Dawat-e-Islami. We will get to learn many things along with Sunnahs and manners in Madani Qafilas. The Amir of Ahlus Sunnah, Damat Barakatuhumul Aliya, often says, "Travel in 3-day Madani Qafila every month." And he becomes very happy with those who travel in Madani Qafila. You should also make the intention that you must try to travel in a 3-day Madani Qafila every month. Many excellences of attaining Islamic knowledge are stated in the blessed ahadith. Let's listen to 3 of the ahadith and increase the importance of Islamic knowledge in your hearts and incline your children, relatives, and loved ones towards Islamic knowledge. Number 1, the person who went out to seek knowledge is in the way of Allah Almighty until he comes back. Number 2, the one who learns 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 words regarding the faraiz of Allah Almighty and memorizes them well and then teaches them to others will enter paradise. Number 3, Allah Almighty will resurrect people on the day of judgment. Then he will separate scholars and say to them, "O group of scholars, I know you. Therefore, I granted you knowledge from my court, and I did not grant you knowledge so that I would afflict you with punishment. Go, I have forgiven you." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, we learn that attaining Islamic knowledge is the cause of the pleasure of Allah Almighty, the source of forgiveness and salvation, and guarantees admission into paradise. How great the excellences of Islamic knowledge are. Allama Maulana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Alayh states, "Knowledge is not such a thing whose excellences and virtues require a description. The entire world knows that knowledge is quite a good thing. Attaining it is the sign of elevation. This is the thing through which the human life becomes successful and pleasant, and through that only the world and the hereafter improve. This knowledge refers to the knowledge which is attained through the Holy Quran and Hadith, because that is the knowledge through which the world and the hereafter both improve. And the same knowledge is the source of salvation, and only that is praised in the Holy Quran and Hadith. And attention has been drawn towards learning the same knowledge." It is mentioned in Hilyatul Awliya that once Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Usama ibn Zayd radiallahu anhu fell severely ill. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu went to inquire after him. Sayyidina Muhammad ibn Usama began to weep. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu asked the reason. So Muhammad ibn Usama said, "I am in debt." Imam Zainul Abidin asked, "How much debt are you in?" He said, 15,000 dinars. Imam Zainul Abidin radiallahu anhu said, "Do not worry, that debt is my responsibility now." My dear viewers of Madani Channel, did you see how Imam Zainul Abidin helped him? Helping a helpless person is quite a beautiful action. Helping someone, paying off someone's debt, and supporting someone are the actions which contain only blessings. Similarly, helping someone is also a charity. and there are many excellences of charity. It is mentioned in a blessed hadith that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said, indeed, charity safeguards those who give charity from the heat of the grave. And indeed, a Muslim will be in the shade of his charity on the day of judgment. Similarly, if your relative is poor or suffering, and if he needs your help, you must help him, because it contains double the reward. By helping the relatives, we get the reward of nafil charity, as well as that of maintaining the ties of kinship. The Holy Prophet ﷺ said, giving charity to a common destitute person is one charity, and the charity for his relative is equal to two charities. One is charity, and the other is to maintain the ties of kinship. Do help your Muslim brother as much as you can. There is the saying of the Holy Prophet ﷺ, the one who fulfilled the need of a Muslim brother, it is as if he worshipped Allah Almighty throughout his life. Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu would also help the poor a lot. His care for the poor was so great that he would provide for 100 poor families in Madinatul Munawwara, and that too so honorably that no one would know who delivered the things to them. He would deliver things to the houses of people in the darkness of the night. When he passed away and the things stopped to be delivered to people's houses, then the people came to know that it was none other than Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu who would help them. In the present era, if people help anyone, they take pictures and publicize them, showing that they help the poor. Whereas this should not happen. If you give anything to anyone, give in such a manner that no one would learn that so-and-so helped. There is quite a beautiful saying of Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu in this regard. Giving charity secretly cools down the wrath of Allah Almighty. And it was his routine that he would deliver things to people's houses in the darkness of the night so that no one would learn about it. Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu was quite soft-hearted and would weep a lot out of the fear of the Lord Almighty. He would fear Allah Almighty a lot. Sometimes he would fall unconscious because of continuously weeping out of the fear of the Lord Almighty. Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu was the shining star of the Ahlul Bayt in his time and was the most superior amongst people with respect to knowledge and brilliance. Imam Zuhri radiallahu anhu states, I did not see anyone superior to Zainul Abideen amongst the Ahlul Bayt, i.e. he was a cause of pride for the Ahlul Bayt in his time. Despite all of these brilliances and marvels and such abundant worship that Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu would offer 1,000 rakat of salah during a day and night which lasted till his passing, he would tremble with the fear of the Lord Almighty at all times. Sayyidina Imam Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu left this mortal world at the age of 56 on 14th Rabi'ul Awwal, 94 AH. His blessed shrine is in Jannatul Baqi. His son, Imam Muhammad Baqir, led his funeral salah, and he was buried next to his saintly uncle, Sayyidina Imam Hassan radiallahu anhu, and grandmother, the Lady of Paradise, Sayyidatuna Fatima Tuz-Zahra radiallahu anha, in Jannatul Baqi, in Madinatul Munawwara. Today, we heard about the life of the son of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Zainul Abideen radiallahu anhu. May Allah Almighty enable us to act upon the things we learned from his life. Insha'Allah, in the next episode, we will hear about the life of Imam Hussein radiallahu anhu and will attain the blessings of his remembrance. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Salam be upon the ones who sacrificed their lives at Karbala.